This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on Acorn and Deli offers alternatives to the sleep mafia. It's not every day when the work of Acorn and its affiliates is written between the lines of major stories in the New York Times, but recently that was the case in a glaring tragic story about the so-called sleep mafia in Delhi. The story of privatized sleep follows a familiar pattern in this city. After decades of uncontrolled growth, the city government's inability to provide services like healthcare, water, transportation, and security has given rise to thriving private industries, efficient enough to fulfill the needs of those who can pay. But shelter, given Delhi's extremes of heat and cold, is often a matter of survival. The police report collecting more than 3,000 unidentifiable bodies from the streets every year. Typically men whose health broke down after years of living outdoors. Winter presents especially brutal choices to homeless laborers who have no place to protect blankets from thieves in the daytime hours. Some try to hide them in the tops of trees. In this overview, that's a statement of the problem, and the city's response is somewhat explained by an Indian Supreme Court decision. A cluster of pavement dweller deaths prompted India's Supreme Court to rule in 2010 that the country's large cities must provide shelter for 0.1% of the population. This winter, Delhi expanded its shelter system to accommodate more than 18,000, but the number of homeless is vast, likely more than 100,000. As always, it's more complicated than simply some poor people taking advantage of even poorer people as sleepwalkers, renting blankets for 20 or 30 rupees a night to the homeless. Many of this number are migrant workers in from the vast, imperiled rural countryside of India, trying to find a way to make a living rather than how many might read the story and equate the situation in a knee-jerk fashion to homelessness in the U.S. It's as bad, but it's also somewhat different. Furthermore, there's a worse story of Delhi's efforts to privatize the problem of shelter. Acorn for several years is one of a number of nonprofits that ran several sleeping shelters for migrant workers in various districts of the city, including a large facility in a Delhi Municipal Corporation building in Old Delhi. In 2015, most of the nonprofits, including Acorn's affiliates, were pushed out when the city tried to outsource the problem in a bidding scheme that divided the city into huge regions, allowing larger private enterprises to capitalize on the process and squeeze experienced nonprofits out of more effective support for the workers. After the failure of that system, the city now has had to revert in many cases back to better operators. Recently, I heard from Dharminder Kumar, Acorn's director in Delhi, that we had been awarded several new contracts and had a number of the ones we'd lost in 2015 returned to us. What do? As Dharminder reports, Jan Pahal, a Delhi-based affiliate of Acorn International in association with the government of Delhi, is running and managing five shelters for the homeless, namely at Shakarpur, Ganesh Nagar, Yamuna Kadar, Akshardham, and Gita Colony. The shelters are free with many facilities, including clean mattress, bed sheets, blankets, quilts, drinking water, electricity, toilets, bathroom, first aid box, lockers, daily newspaper, morning tea, breakfast, counseling, and sanitary napkins. Free tuitions are provided to school-going homeless children. Facilities for entertainment and sports are also available. Along with a daily morning tea and healthy breakfast, fresh and hot food for dinner are also being served on Sundays. We run various awareness programs and programs to link homeless with government services and skill development programs. Special awareness drive was conducted on drug de-addiction, HIV, AIDS, TB, etc. Homeless residents of these shelters collectively celebrate festivals and have created a creative corner in all shelters. Recently, a film festival was organized from Christmas to New Year. When I shared the Times article with Dharminder, he also sent along a picture of a rescue vehicle that we are using that combs the streets of Delhi between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. in the morning, locating the homeless who are sleeping rough and bring them to the shelter. None of this is enough, but bringing organizations and advocates back into the picture this year restores a voice for the poor and dispossessed that offers hope for expansion of services rather than ill-fated mega-privatization schemes. More needs to be done, but organizations like Acorn and its affiliates are leading the way and pushing for a solution and offering help and support in the meantime. This is Wade Rathke. For comments or questions, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.